What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and today I want to show you one of the most important parts of this Eagles offensive attack. If you watched Eagles game plan on PhiladelphiaEagles.com this weekend, you saw that we covered the three-level stretch. What is the three-level stretch? It's one of the biggest passing plays in this Doug Peterson offense. Well, now, we saw a lot of that in Week 3 against Pittsburgh, but what we really saw was the screen game. And if we just look at this shot here, in its most basic form, you've got Darren Sproles to the left. He's going to catch this ball. And you've got Carson Wentz dropping back. This is the screenplay in its most basic form. You're going to try and suck the defense in, and then you're going to try and hit them over the top with a quick screen pass as linemen leak out. Now, that's it in its most basic form, but what makes this most interesting is that the Eagles get to this screen pass in a lot of different ways. So let's just bring this back to the beginning of the play, and you can see, very first thing you're going to see, ball is snapped, and you've got inside zone action. Play action fake here, and what do you see from the linebackers from Pittsburgh? Everybody's pressing the line of scrimmage. But this isn't going to be a run to Darren Sproles. What you've got next is you've got ghost motion. It's almost like a reverse action here from wide receiver Nelson Agholor coming around to the right. And what does that do? Look at all of these Pittsburgh defenders. Everybody's got their eyes in the backfield. Everybody's going to be flowing to the side of this ghost motion. So we're going to take this a little bit further. And watch what this does. You have essentially cut the field in half if you're the Eagles offense. If you're Doug Peterson, you're Carson Wentz, you have cut this field in half. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Steelers defenders all on one side. And here's Darren Sproles all by himself. You've got lead blockers out in front. We talked last week on this very segment, from a defensive standpoint, to stop the screen, you need everybody flowing to the football. Well, when you create this much space for your intended receiver, and that's what you've got here, Darren Sproles, so much room out in front. You get a great block here from guard Allen Barber. Jason Kelce leading the way. That's what he does so well. And you have a 40-yard catch. Jordan Matthews does a great job there, not getting a penalty, doing just enough to help escort Darren Sproles down the field. Now, here we go. We're going to have a very similar situation. This is later in the game, except this time you're not going to have the ghost motion. You're not going to have the play action fake here. All you're going to get this time is a fake bubble screen here from running back Darren Sproles. He sprints to the right, and right away you see Carson Wentz. He opens up to his right. He's faking a screen pass to Darren Sproles. Look at what this does to everybody on the Pittsburgh second level. You've got three defenders all reacting to this bubble screen action, and all it's doing the same exact thing that the previous play did, because this ball is coming back to the other side of the field, this time to Trey Burton. And again, you've cut the defense in half. It's 3rd and 11 here, and the Pittsburgh Steelers allow a 12-yard gain. The Eagles pick up a first down here, a huge catch for Trey Burton. That's the best part about the screen game and how it's used here in this Doug Peterson offense. You have the misdirection element to confuse second-level defenders and third-level defenders, prevent them from coming back in pursuit and making plays on the football. And now you've got a first down, two huge plays for this Eagles offense. And for more on the screen game and the rest of this Eagles offense as they prepare to take on the Detroit Lions, stay tuned for more on Eagle Eye in the Sky right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.